Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot. It's DJ IQ.
The right way. Con James Khan presents The Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29th, 2011, at the Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Bexley Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, the icon, Jack Mizrahi, and the icon, Selvin Khan. Your DJ for the evening, legendary Von Allure. Doors open at 10 p.m., ball starts at 2 a.m., be on time. Tables, $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250. Toast your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 as a house. The nightlife. Contact information, icon James Khan at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubu Khan at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Khan. In person. The icon, James Khan presents The Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers.
I'm a diva.
Mother Erica Kane. name is Rahi, and Katie Balenciaga presents Document Number Diva 3.
When?
May 14th, 2011.
Location?
The Warehouse, 3108 Lockwood Drive.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Doors open at 10 p.m. Legends start at 11 p.m. First category at midnight. Tables $100 in advance with no liquor. $150 in advance with liquor. At the door, $150 with no liquor.
Register early. Get your spirit.
MC, Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and Icon, Sheldon Kong. Mini Grand, open to all sex sites, $250. Open to all club skate runway, $500. Legendary, open to all old way, $500. Legendary Femme Queen Performance, $500. Grand Prize, open to all club kid space, $1,000. Open to all club kid performance, $1,000.
Please,
this ball will start on time, and we will have high security enforced. Try it if you will. Mother Erica K. Mizrahi and Kina Balenciaga present the definition of a diva 3.
And now, put your hands together for the bass, the real,
to the real,
the legendary, Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live, back on the air for another installment of the show, Tens or Chops. It's definitely going to be a show tonight. Text your girlfriends, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that I am definitely on the air, and everybody needs to be on the air so they can hear exactly what I have to say. Because it's a great debate, and every debate has a rebuttal. And now it's 11:19, and it's time for my rebuttal and my statement. So I hope everybody's listening. I hope the Icon is on the phone lines. If he's not on the phone lines, I know he has a bunch of children that's on the phone lines, and he has a bunch of people that's on the phone lines that can definitely get my words and what I say back to him. So you can hear exactly what I have to say, because I'm so tired of these hypocritical ass motherfucking bitches in this motherfucking ballroom scene. But before I go into what I have to say, please let me go and get my legendary sister and definitely bring her on the line and have Switchboard call Rodney and bring Rodney up on the line. Rodney is coming back from Ohio, and we're definitely going to bring Rodney on also. Let me get my legendary sister, the legendary overall mother, Nicole Kahn.
It was going. But before y'all also go in and you bring your all about people up there, don't forget my announcement I have to make about Grandfather James Carnivore and how I am adding way more categories so that the board can accommodate everybody. If there's anybody out through all this mess, because this is what it is, that's going on that have something that they may want to go on at the board, please say something, hit me up, you know, email me so that I can be able to add so that everybody else can be accommodated. There will be legendary categories and there will be iconic categories.
Okay, hold on. Switchboard, can you please get Rodney on the phone lines, please?
pretty.
Ooh. That sounded like Tiana from the other night.
I just cooked a fabulous meal.
I know. Me too.
Yes, it's picnic.
Hello? Do we have Ronnie? Hello, Ronnie? I don't know what's going on. I don't know what happened. I don't know. But Rodney will text me, and we'll send his number over the switchboard, and we'll get Rodney in as soon as he comes in. And you girls already know how this goes. You girls know how this goes every week, last 2 weeks. We don't do private callers, so if you call here private, you already know switchboard is going to hang up on you. Ain't nothing private about this radio show. This is an open format. You can come up here. You can say whatever you want. You can curse. You can do whatever, okay? But I don't know where I want to start at with this situation because. Are you finished cooking?
I'm sorry, I'm running this water. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm about to get out this kitchen. I'm sorry.
I don't know where I want to go with this situation because I sat here and all day long I was out and I was doing things and I was called. And I was told, oh, Tony's going to be on the red carpet. Tony's going to be on the red carpet. He's going to be speaking on the red carpet. And I said all day long to myself is that I don't want to sit here and I don't want to talk about the situation that happened with Tony because the situation was done and it was over with the situation. And after me sitting here and hearing everything that was said on the red carpet, I had to come out and I had to speak, okay, about the situation that happened on the red carpet because I really felt some type of way about things that were said on the red carpet, and I hope that somebody's out there and they're by Tony and he's listening. He doesn't have to call in, but if he wants. If he wants to call in, he could definitely call in, and he could say whatever he wants to say or whatever, but I hope somebody's by him and he's listening. Because I'm tired of this faggot shit and these hypocritical-ass motherfucking faggots, okay? And, yes, it was only right for Tony to come on to somebody's show and tell his side of the story. I do agree with that. It was right for him to come on and tell his side of the story. But for Tony to come on to the red carpet and tell his side of the fucking story on the red carpet, when Kai is a hypocritical-ass motherfucking faggot, this is the same motherfucking faggot that came up to Joel, this is why he had the D.C. Capitol Award bill, and told him to make sure that he go to court and he sees this out to the fullest and make sure these charges stick with Tony, and for him to come on to Tony's show and for him to give Tony 3.5 hours to talk about how he feels and everything is hypocritical, Kai. You should have told Tony that she was the one that was telling Joelle along with a whole bunch of motherfucking faggots in this boardroom scene. Okay? The same ones that came and probably was, oh, Tony, I'm glad you home, and Tony, I'm glad you this. But y'all same motherfucking faggots that was coming up to Kelly and coming up to my children telling me to make sure my children press charges against Tony and make sure they stick, okay? But you these same hypocritical faggots that I seen before Tony racing you off his page. Oh, Tony, I'm glad that you home, and it's great that you home, but you same hypocritical faggots that was walking in Tony. Oh, hold on, hold on. Y'all same hypocritical faggots that was welcoming Tony home and y'all was glad that Tony was home and he's out of jail. Y'all same motherfucking faggots was the ones that when Tony was in motherfucking jail, bitch, was coming up to me, make sure your kids go to court and make sure they go and make sure it stick and go to the fullest sense of the law and everything with this motherfucking bullshit with Tony. But you same motherfucking hypocritical faggots is sitting here on Tony's motherfucking side and, oh, Tony, I'm glad that you home. God is good and God is this and God is that and all this other motherfucking bullshit. Kyle was one of them also, Tony, but you sat on his show for 3.5 hours, and you said what you had to say, but he was the same one at the Capitol Awards Board that told you all of them to make sure they went to motherfucking court. The same exact one, okay? Okay? And this, and let me tell y'all something, because I'm a real bitch, and I do real motherfucking things, okay? Okay? My kids was gagging at the fact that Tony was out of jail, Miss Thing, okay? I'm going to be 100% real with all of y'all motherfucking bitches, because if I ain't never been anything else, bitch, I've been a fat, nasty motherfucking U-Haul ass motherfucking bitch, and everything else y'all motherfucking bitches want to call me in this scene are not a no cricket or wicked, whatever y'all want to call me. But one thing y'all ain't going to call me is a dumb motherfucking faggot, okay? I'm going to tell y'all exactly why, okay, Tony got out of jail, okay? Because I don't know what stories that y'all heard or what stories y'all may have heard, okay? And if any of you bitches want the motherfucking number, I can give y'all the motherfucking number. Because my kids was worried and it was very upset with things that people was coming and telling them after Tony erased them off his Facebook page. Oh, Tony is reading and he's saying this and all of this and clap, clap, and they know the words to clap, clap and all of this motherfucking shit, okay? I'm going to tell y'all exactly why, okay? I was up out my bed at 7:30 this morning, okay? Because my kids started calling me with all of this motherfucking bullshit. Around 11 o'clock this morning, okay, my kids called downtown on motherfucking North Carolina to the motherfucking, hold on, let me see who this is. Hold on, let me try to get Rodney again. Hold on, because I'm going to finish giving y'all the story. Let me send this number over the switchboard. We're going to try to get Rodney. I'm going to give y'all the whole motherfucking real motherfucking beat since y'all want the real beat, because I ain't got to bite my tongue about a motherfucking thing. Hold on, let me send this number over the switchboard so we can try to get Rodney on. Hold on. Hold on, girls, because I'm going to give y'all the whole motherfucking beat. Every motherfucking thing, every inch and every nook and cranny of this situation, because I'm pissed.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome, everybody. The legendary father, Rodney Milan, is now on our airwaves with us, honey. Okay? Hold on. Now that we got Rodney on, let me finish my story. And then I'm going to go to all you people that got your hands up already, and I had your hands up since the show started, okay? My kids was worried because all of the shit that was being said in the clap, clap, and they know the words to the clap, clap by Lil' Kim, okay? And if anybody don't know the words, I will give it to you, but I ain't going to give it to you because I'm pissed, okay? So my kids searched around all day, okay? They found the district attorney Miss Murphy from North Carolina. They found her phone number. They gave her my house number, and she called back to my house, okay? Tony was released from prison, not because of the tape that was put on YouTube. Tony was released from prison because Joelle and Coco, my gay children, changed their cell phone numbers. And then the address they had for them was not correct that the cops wrote down. So when they were sending them letters for them to come to court, they had no way for them to come to court, and they had no phone number to get in contact with them. Tony's 120 days and his 120-20, if anybody's ever been locked up, they would know about a 120-20 day in law. Your 120-20 day, if you're not indicted on your 120-20 day, they have no other choice but to let you go and to release the charges. I should know. I just beat a case on a 120-20 when they were trying to send me back upstate for 3.5 to 6. And this was just 3.5 months ago. Nicole can vouch for that, okay? That's why Tony was released from jail, okay?
And let me tell you something, Kelly, when you're saying that now, that was why he may have been released from jail, but because of the 120-20, it's called basically lack of evidence, witness, or not enough evidence to present the situation. The tape had a lot to do with it because it had to be played so that the judge can get a better understanding of what was going on. Just because they didn't show up, the state can pick up anything they want when they think that it's big enough. They didn't pick it up because of the other evidence that was shown, and it shows that they can't just release him because two people didn't come, because let's go deeper. The whole hotel was almost victimized. And what if everybody else would have came forward and saying something? You're right as far as the 120, they didn't come. But the tape and everything, that's the whole evidence. And you noticed from being back and forth to Jamaica that if you don't have enough evidence, it brings cause for lots of reasonable doubt. When you look at that YouTube tape, that gives cause of reasonable doubt. That changes the situation. So now that Coco and them even come, Tony still would have a defense because of what they actually can see on the tape. So I said this, and me, so Kelly is close, and I spoke to her earlier, so ain't nobody changing nothing now. I told her then, it has to be a part of the situation. He could not have walked just because Coco and Joel didn't show up. It had to be more. So with the tape and other evidence and other things going on, that's what made the judge say, okay, this man should be free. That's that. They dropped all the charges, and just because of Coco and Joel, no. It went because of the whole situation, and they didn't get hurt, and nobody didn't get hurt.
Okay.
So they went, but go ahead with your wisdom. I just want to, we said we're going back to
okay,
you. Go ahead
back
with your wisdom.
Now,
I wish you go into
okay.
more of the people that you know were backstabbing.
And I'm sitting here, and I gagged at everything that happened. Nobody seems to want to sit here. And I sat here, and I had this conversation with Nicole, okay? Nobody wants to sit here, and nobody wants to take responsibility for what happened. Everybody needs to take responsibility for what happened in this situation, okay? Everybody. What's wrong in the situation, okay? And like I told Nicole, that situation had anything to do with anybody because nobody had nothing to do with that situation. That was a 20-year-in-the-making relationship and friendship that just went down the drain that had nothing to do with anybody, but these children want to get involved and escalate the situation to where they escalated the situation to. And I told Nicole this on the phone, okay? And it's so much. With all these queens and everybody saying everything that they're saying to Tony now because Tony is home out of jail, but you same fucking phony fucking faggot with the same one telling my children to make sure they went to court and press charges.
Who said that, Kelly?
Oh, it was Kai. And Tony, and plenty of them, Kyle was one of them. They sent it to Joel at the Capitol Awards Ball, okay? And I seen before Tony erased me off his page, okay? Plenty bitches, oh, Tony, I'm glad that you're home. Welcome home. We love you, this and that. And y'all was the same motherfucking bitches that was saying, Kelly, make sure your motherfucking kids go to court and they press charges and they keep Tony in motherfucking jail. But y'all same bitches is on his page and probably calling his phone and happy that he's home and congratulating him that he's home and all type of shit. But y'all with the same fucking bitches every time y'all see me at the ball for the last 2.5 months that Tony was in jail. Make sure your kids go to court and they press charges and go to the fucking police. But all of y'all bitches is tagging up on his motherfucking page now, sucking his motherfucking ass because he's home. Like I told Nicole, I don't have anything against Tony. I don't wish jail on my worst enemy, okay? And like Tony said on the red carpet, he wasn't the one that set it the motherfucking room, or he wasn't the one that set it the door on fire. So then I don't think Tony should have been the one that was in jail. The bitch that motherfucking set it on fire should have been the motherfucking bitch that went to motherfucking jail. It shouldn't have been Tony. It should have been whatever bitch put that gasoline on the door and picked that match to the door should have been the one that should have been in motherfucking jail. And that's how I feel about the motherfucking situation. All these fake, phony-ass motherfucking faggots, bitch. All you fake, phony-ass motherfucking faggots, suck my motherfucking asshole and marinate it with barbecue sauce, because now Tony's out of jail. Now y'all want to suck his ass, but y'all was sucking my ass just a motherfucking week ago or 2 weeks ago when y'all see me at the last couple of functions telling you to make sure my kids, make sure he stay in motherfucking jail. Suck my motherfucking ass, bitch.
Oh, my Lanta.
About the situation. And the only reason I'm going to say suck the other thing, because she
I will drop dead on this phone right now, and it's the whole reason why we got female figures. That's why.
The only reason I'm not going to say that is because she's on the phone line, and she's listening, and she don't like me to say that, and she knows who she is. So fuck my ass. Honey, hold on, because we have a lot of callers. Let me take some callers. 803-447, you're live on the air. 803-447, you're live on the air.
If y'all not speaking,
okay,
anybody on the phone lines, y'all need
to
put your hand down.
Please be ready to talk, because y'all know the phone lines are going to be jammed, and when I hang up on y'all, y'all not going to be able to get back on the line. I'm going to try this again. 803-447, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. The next caller that I have is 678-255, you're live on the air.
What's up now?
What's up now?
What's up? I'm just listening.
Okay,
thank you for just listening. Okay. My other callers put their hands down. So if you want to call in and you have something to say, feel free to definitely press 1. The phone line is open. I told Nicole earlier, and I sat and I talked with Nicole, I really wasn't going to sit and I wasn't going to talk about this topic. I had lined up to talk about the Mother's Day ball. I had lined up to talk about the ball in Ohio, because I know Rodney was at the ball in Ohio. And I had lined up a whole bunch of gossip and tea that I had from D.C. that was going on in D.C. I had all of that tea lined up for y'all. And then I wanted everybody to come up on the show and wish somebody a happy Mother's Day. It could be your house mother, your great mother, anybody that you consider as a mother.
I mean, we still can do that. Still can just humble the situation and just pump and have a wonderful time all at Grandpa Ball. We still can go in that direction, because the fact of the matter is we're speaking on something that we already spoke on. He spoke on something he never got to spoke on. So when you say you wanted to make clear about what the people he acknowledged that was so funny, well, fine, well done. But, and to move on any further, we had 3 nights to do that, so I don't think that anybody, you have to tell these faggots anything else or anything else about how you feel, because you already did that, and that's what have allowed him to come back and say his feelings. So we could go and ask Rodney, what's up? How was that?
We're going to go to Susan, live on the air on the recap show.
Hey, Kelly. Hi, Nicole.
Hey, Susan. God bless you.
God bless you. I couldn't come on their show and not support my girl, Kelly. Kelly, you're moving in the right. You're fighting right now. You're trying to fight against what you know what I'm saying, Nicole? The spirit
is
telling
and
her.
I hear it. And she is, because she said it earlier, Susan, that she wasn't. And this is what I got to say to all of y'all public. That would have never happened if they would have humbled themselves then. Let's do something and humble ourselves now. It is not about who we got to make, and this one can't tell me this. You don't need to do all that if you all that. You don't have to do all that. We don't have to go any further, because what we had was a long 3 nights, Kelly, and you stopped it that week. You did say, after this, we weren't going back there. You made the rebuttal.
Nicole, this is my point for Kelly. Kelly, you keep stepping out there like now. You got tea, you got information, but the people that gave it to you, where are they? Nowhere. So move it on. Keep for the love of me, Kelly, you know I love you. Down, bitch, and it's not no fag saying I love you, and I've proven to love you over the years, for a lifetime. I'm asking you keep it moving.
I move with the situation.
Cause you could have came here.
If anybody's out there, okay. Every day I get up on my page on Facebook. I put a godly quote up on my page. Every day I get up on Facebook, I put a godly quote on my page. When I heard Tony was out of jail, I took one of my quotes and I wrote one of my quotes. I took one of my quotes at the Bible and I put it on Tony's page. Okay?
But don't.
And it just.
Everyone's reacting. Stop reacting and start.
Amen.
Be led out of what your next move. Let him order your steps. Don't let somebody put you on puppet strings and have you just constantly reacting to their movement. Don't do it. Pony, the same thing. He's hurting. You're hurting. That was some tragic shit. And I can cuss now. Like Nicole was saying, it could have been much worse.
We need to thank God that everybody, Susan, came out right.
Felicity did get hurt. She did get hurt, and I applaud. I appreciate Tony for apologizing to her, but it's up to her to accept that and move on. Forgiveness is a two-way street. Both people can benefit or suffer from it.
Preach, black woman.
We're not really gonna move on. But as far as the topic, people are on here. They're expecting you, Kelly. They're expecting something from you. Don't give it to them.
She's right. And Kelly Hunter and Kelly Mizrahi.
Stay positive. The enemy gets busy and say, okay, that bitch want to post something about God. Okay, I'm going to have her posting something about me in a minute. And somebody's going to try you, and next thing you know, you're going in. So stop reacting. Shake the devil off. Let him get.
I shoved the devil off. I'm just, you know what just worked me? What worked me was, this is what worked me. Okay, and it worked me, and I wasn't going to say anything about it, but it worked me that Kai had motherfucker Tony sitting up on his show for 3.5 hours and saying all of this when you just told Joanna at the Capitol Awards Board to make sure you go to court and you press charges to the fullest. And then for all these motherfucking bitches to sit here on his page and, oh, Tony, I'm glad that you home, welcome home, and all of this shit. Been saying, y'all the same fucking bitches that was telling me to make sure my kids go to court and press charges and stick to it to the fullest. That hypocritical shit motherfucking works my motherfucking nerves.
Callie,
they sick and phony motherfucking faggots.
This is
real.
Y'all forget we celebrated Easter recently, Mother's Day. When I'm gonna say this on this air, when Jesus was led into the town before he got crucified, everybody, they were laying palms down on him for him to walk on. Oh, please don't let your feet hit the ground. He's the King. We love you. We love you. By the end of the week, he was hanging on the cross. Who?
Talk about it. I forget Judas who kissed him on the cheek and told him.
And talk about y'all. I'm talking to you and I'm talking to my brother Tony. Who are you? Somebody's not going to talk about you. They talk about Jesus. All of our mothers told us that. All of our grandmothers told us that. They talk about Jesus, they're going to talk about you. So who the hell are y'all? And I thank you. Good night.
Oh, wait, Susan. That's right.
Next caller we have is 646. 509, you're live on the air on the recap show.
I just want to say happy birthday to Derek Icon.
No, happy birthday, man.
Hey, happy birthday to the legendary Derek Icon, the Oway Master, the Oway Diva Technician. Happy birthday to you.
Pastor, you forgot the word pastor.
Yes, pastor,
okay,
happy birthday
right.
to you. Benny, thank you, Father, for calling in.
You're welcome, baby.
The next caller we have is 502-802. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hi, Mother. Hi, everybody. Hi, Nicole. This is Erica King Mizrahi from Kentucky.
Hi, Erica King.
Hi, Erica.
How are you?
Here we hear.
What's Erica?
Well, you know, I have wanted to make a comment myself. You know, I have received a ton of phone calls this weekend regarding, you know, Tony getting out of jail and everything. And I just wanted to say to all the patriots coming to Kentucky, I have spoken to the Revlon, not just them, I have spoken to everybody. I definitely have high security in the building, including Louisville Metro Police Department. And I want you all to know that Kentucky is a Commonwealth state. We don't tolerate any violence. We have a zero tolerance for violence. So if you come down here with all of that, you fuck with us, you stuck with us. Kentucky don't play like that. Like I said, I have high security, so none of that is going down this weekend. All the patriots coming to Kentucky have nothing to worry about at all.
Thank you, Erica.
Thank you.
A good brief. That's a good help to everybody who was scared and thought so. But like he did say, that's not what's going to be happening. And I don't think anybody ball is going to be affected with it. I think us faggots are being a little bit too dramatic.
The next caller we have is 202.
Where is that line?
That's
Kelly Hart.
Is it me?
To be known for something, everybody want to have a statement for being able to do something, and nobody wants to humble themselves and shut up. If James Icorn say shut up, I shut up. If James Icorn say shut up, I'ma shut up. I don't understand. Okay. If Tony say Randall to move, I'm moving. I don't. This is the problem why we are here today, because everybody has gotten it all in themselves that they are who they are and they will do what they want and they don't have to look and answer to anybody. To a certain extent, that's true with your own personal life. This is not just your ballroom. This is not Kelly ballroom. This is not just James Caan ballroom. This is us as a whole. So there is a certain amount of respect that is due to each and every last one of them as individuals, because this is our ballroom. Now, what you do with your personal life and nobody has to, that you're absolutely right. But when we come down to making decisions, rules, chops, and this, it all has everything to do with one another, because the house of Mizrahi is a house. The house of Caan, the house of Icon, the house of Milan, Prodigy, it's a house. And there's leaders and there's kids. And everything goes to an escalation thing. So it does have something to do with all of us.
I have to stop you, Nicole, because this is not my ballroom. Because when I leave the ballroom, when I walk into the ballroom and I give them my $30 or my name is on the guest list, I'm Kelly Mizrahi. When I leave outside of that ballroom, I am Kelly
Mizrahi. Then it's Kelly Mizrahi ballroom. Why? It's because you the mother of the house of Mizrahi, and you bring all your children and they jump up against the wall like you say. You are a part just like everyone else. So it may not be Kelly Hunter, but and it may be not Miss Harrison, but it damn sure is Kelly Mizrahi ballroom as well. Because it's the things in your voice that is being heard that have changed things just as well. All of us have a part in it. Everybody.
I can't change anything, and I can't do anything, because I ain't nothing but a knot, and I ain't nothing but a lump.
I haven't heard that word in a long time.
I ain't nothing but a knot and a lumber door winner.
I think that's where it all just really simple is the respect, and everyone just don't care. Nobody is going to say, well, we're going to just do this, and let's just, you know, nobody wants to do that. Everybody wants to take control. Everybody. That's why we're here, and I think we need to get from here and just learn to respect people, because obviously we're not going to go nowhere, and we're going to be back in the jail, back in the hospital, back in the courtyard, because there are people that are not tolerating the disrespect, so they're choosing to move and react, like you said, for every action. There's a reaction.
15, what do you have to say about all of this? So we
can
move
on to the
ball and the ball and Alanta.
Hi, 15.
Hey,
I didn't know you were there. What's
hi.
Juice, bitch?
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Kelly. I just
Rodney's on too.
Oh, hey, Rodney. What's going on?
What's going on, 15?
I just really think this
is less juice, Rodney.
Hey, Rodney. I think this whole situation with this whole Tony thing, I mean, I'm going to be honest. I think everyone is thinking that he's a saint and all this other stuff. Now he's out of jail and these Revlons in the chat room talking about it's just going to get worse and all this other stuff. It's like this. They've been disrespecting each other since the start of the barroom scene. This is nothing new. They've been doing shit like this for years now. And, you know, it's just going to get worse. You know what I'm saying? It could be whoever. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
whoever
no,
now,
it doesn't have
know,
to. I disagree, 15. It doesn't have to get worse. It don't.
But it will.
It's up to us. And you know what will get worse? As soon as we learn how to respond and like adults, as soon as we learn how to argue, to disagree without wanting to punch you in your face because you have an opinion.
True, but Nicole, now, let's be honest here. Now, Tony, he been punching bitches in the face for years. He even told Phil, he told Mother Garcon what he wants to do to her, like whooping her ass and all that.
Tony
like,
has never
on.
Walked around and punched nobody innocent in the face for no one. If he
yes.
said that to Shannon Garcon,
yes.
that was because
yes.
of what
yes.
he went
Nicole,
through with Shannon.
Come on now, Nicole.
No, I
mean,
was
now.
Here and I have been here. You say you're making, I'm not going to sit and do, because that's the case, Kelly ain't a saint. You ain't a saint. They don't
right.
even know who you are, and you're
right.
telling me we all cannot do this to each other. This is why we're going to be stuck here.
But
we
can.
So
this issue so much, Nicole, when I tell you. Nicole, because I just beg.
Kelly,
beg.
You know how this means to me. When we was on that train and me and you have our talk, I said to you. Like, and
I
would say this
train,
to you
Nicole,
right
we
now.
We had our conversation on the train, Nicole, and
hello.
Everything.
Hello.
Go ahead, Rodney.
Hello.
Because it's just a lot of things that were said.
I'm getting high.
A lot
I
of things
my
that
sweater.
Were said.
I want it to stop. I just want all of it to stop. Y'all all trying to beat
right.
up everybody, touching
so
everybody, blood.
So
y'all
on.
Need not to.
So
I want
on.
It to stop.
So let's move
okay.
on. It was like, this was a ball recap.
Let's move on, Rodney. Please tell us how the ball was in Ohio.
Wait, you said that somebody told you it was 120 members in Atlanta, Kelly. Spill juice. What happened?
They told me it was about 120 girls at the bowl in Atlanta. Grand prize went Shannon and Shannon and Trigony. And the twist was they all had the teams had to separate and they had the battle. And Trigony sat all the girls down and won the coin.
Oh, so that's the twist. They made them be teams and then made them battle each other.
Yes, and Trigony sat all the girls down and won the coins. And that's the only thing I heard about the ball. I didn't hear anything else about the ball. I only heard about the grand prize. And they said it was about 114, 120 people in the building. If anybody else got anything to say about the ball in Atlanta, feel free to press it.
Fifteen, where was you this weekend?
It was like four balls, actually, this weekend, Kelly. It was
a lot of balls this weekend. Rodney was at the ball in Ohio. So since we have
I wasn't. I was in Atlanta.
Oh, you was in Atlanta? Oh, well, I'm with the rest of the team.
All right, so where did you come from to confirm or deny? Was it 120 or 80? What's up?
Nicole, it was about 100.
Oh. See, Rodney, this is why
I would give it more than that because you had the people that was helping everybody outside coming in with their productions and their cars and stuff. So I'm going to take you to 200.
Rodney.
Yeah.
Rodney.
Yeah, I will. I would take it to about 200. It was a nice crowd there. It was a nice crowd. I mean, not like I thought it was going to be. It was much less people than I thought it was going to be.
Rodney,
well, it was Mother's Day, you know. Let's not forget that, y'all.
Are you telling the security guards, Rodney?
No, you know, like you know, with I ain't gonna say people. You know, with film queens, they have an entourage. So each film queen had a glam squad. They had the people driving the cars. They had the people with their sacks. Yeah. So I'm gonna give, you know, say at least five people per film queen.
But
they all waited to the category to come into the ball. And I did, and I know Temperance, when the people were coming in, what she did was she stopped the production from going on. She made whoever was over the door go get the money for the people that were walking the category before they came out. She made them pay their entry fee to come into the ball. Because you know how people come in for grand prize, you just come in and, you know, saying don't pay the money and different things like that.
She was not having that baby. No.
Yeah, she made everybody pay the money for those people that was in the production or walking or everything. She got all her coins.
It's original. She got all her coins like she needed as she got to get. Well, I mean, Rodney says 200.
It was about 100, 110, and I wasn't even full.
And Kelly got it. I was on the phone with her. They told her 120.
Yeah, I would say it was about 120. Now when Rodney talked about it, it was people walking in or something like that, and they was walking out or something, maybe that could have happened, but I didn't see that.
And then you had the people downstairs. You had a lot of people upstairs because
right.
it was downstairs. You had a lot of people upstairs getting dressed. With productions and different other stuff for the other categories, a lot of boxes and a lot of different stuff, so they didn't want to come downstairs at all. So it was a nice crowd upstairs as well and outside.
But it wasn't nowhere near crowd. Nowhere near it. No.
I mean, if you compare it to a Stewart, like that ball, then no, of course not. But it was like I said, it wasn't as crowded. I thought it was going to be for Temperance and Dee Dee. But I know different people from different houses had issues with, either not more than Dee Dee. I heard a lot of issues with people that were saying they had problems, individual problems with Temperance and stuff like this. I don't know if that affected the ball a lot and stuff like that.
But
so,
Rodney, every time they have a ball down there for Mother's Day weekend, because they always have a ball Mother's Day weekend, it turns out to be full. Like, it turns out to be like 100 people, 50, like with Mariah. Remember when Mariah threw a ball or somebody said for Mother's Day weekend ball, and they said it was only like 40 girls there. It was like
one when Stasha and Temperance had this, it was jam packed.
Yeah, that one was good. That one was pretty cool.
But I can announce some of the winners for the ball. I can do that a little bit as well. Over to All Runway, it was won by Karma Chanel. She is the actual female, because it was open to all. Everybody walked against each other. She was the winner, Karma. She's real fish and a real girl. For Realness, Neil Chanel won Thug. Chanel won Pretty Boy, and Chanel won Schoolboy.
All right, for the Chanel.
Kadon won Foot and Eyewear and Sneaker versus Sneaker.
Congratulations, Kadon. Congratulations.
Okay, he
Kadon.
Always wins.
Jasmine and Portia and Justine won Big Girls Trilogy. And I'm also Film Queen Realness.
Congratulations, Honey
Revlon won Regular. Film Queen Trilogy. You had Lola walked, you had Trishe walked, you had Tiffany Chanel walked, you had a few of the girls that was out there. A lot of the Film Queens was walking, a lot of Atlanta Film Queens came out. That's what, had me fun there, to see the girls on the floor battling each other, and, no shade, no cat fighting or anything like that. It was, pretty much a nice little runway shade, but no personal attacks or anything of that nature.
I'm gonna fuck this motherfucker up in the chat room, money. They said it sounds like Rose's function.
I didn't go to Rose's function, so I don't know.
Y'all girls in the chat room is too much.
Exotic and Trey Garçon was a nice battle for face, for the Bush Queen face for $1,000. Also, London Chanel, Dante Chanel, they all walked. And at the end, Father Exotic Mugler won $1,000.
Work Exotic.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
Exotic looked nice. He did. He
actually looked
pretty.
Yeah.
I thought London should have got chopped, though, but personally.
You thought London should have got chopped?
Yeah, I don't see him.
He looked really good for things to me. That was the best I've seen.
Him
so.
As Blitz Queen face.
Kelly,
like
hold on, you got your house on.
He looks like what?
He looks like
hold
a
on,
drag
y'all girls
to me.
In the chat room. Y'all girls in the chat room, please. No more questions. I said what I had to say about the phony and the fake people. and the hypocritical people about Tony, please do not send no questions to me on Yahoo about Tony. Please do not send no questions to me. And
tell
the
them to send them
about
to Kai.
There's no nothing. The situation with Tony, like I told y'all last time, the only reason I said something about the situation, and like I told y'all 2 months ago, that situation with Tony is over. I said something about that situation because the hypocritical and the phony faggots that sat there. That's the only reason I brought up that situation tonight on the radio show. We're not going to do these questions and things. I told y'all what my lineup for the show was, and that's what my lineup for the show is now going to be. It's going to be about these balls. It's going to be about people calling in here, pressing one, and wishing somebody, their mother, their gay mother, their real mother, whoever you want, a happy Mother's Day, and why that person is a special mother to you. That's what we're doing now for the next hour and a half or 2 hours, whatever I decide the show is going to last. That's what we're doing now. No more questions about Tony. The situation is over.
What?
All right. So I'm going to back it up a little bit, Kelly, for my arrival into Atlanta. I went to the Mizrahi cookout on Saturday. It was really nice. Hurley put her foot into that food. It was very good. I met a couple of Mizrahi I haven't met. It was like the whole North Carolina and South Carolina chapters were in Atlanta. We played cards, had drinks and everything like that. And Diamond and myself, we got on the card table. Lili and I can't remember my other Mizrahi, they were winning, like they won like 8 games in a row. And then Diamond and myself, we sat down and we spanked their, how you say it, Kevin? We spanked their ass.
Well, I'm letting y'all know now, Rodney, okay? I'm letting everybody know now in advance. And when it gets closer and closer, I'm going to keep announcing it. And it's going to be on my Facebook. And it's going to be open to the girls in the ballroom scene to come. July 16th is a Saturday here in New York City, Rodney. The cookout and the card game is on July 16th. Here in New York City, free food, free alcohol. Only thing you got to bring is your money to sit at the card tables and play cards. 16th in New York, the cookout is confirmed for July 16th card game. And you and Diamond, y'all make sure y'all have your ass here. Y'all want to beat up on my kids? I'm going to whoop up on you and Diamond.
I'm going to.
Yes, they said, put the Milans out. This is a Mizrahi cookout. They need to go. They're coming in here disrespecting us. Put them out, Andre. Put them out. But we had a good time.
It's open to all. Rodney can tell y'all. Rodney can tell y'all. The cookout is definitely open to all. And I don't. It don't matter who you are, what house you in. It's open to all. Oh no. Oh my God. I'm gagging.
What happened?
Oh my God. I just got a text and they said that's D Up weekend. So I got to look at my calendar and change the weekend. They said that's D Up weekend. So I got to look at my calendar and change the cookout. Let me look at my calendar right now and see what other weekend that I'm going to be free and I'm going to be in New York. Okay, well, since that's D.O. weekend, I think I'm going to do the cookout July 9th. It's going to be the cookout July 9th because they just told me that's D.O. weekend in North Carolina. So it's going to be July 9th. You're going to do it on the 9th instead of the 16th.
And then whoever loses there can come back on in August and we can redo it at the picnic that I'm going to be doing. So then we
and when Rodney and Diamond and all of them get their ass whooped, they can have when Rodney, Marcus, and whoever else comes to New York on July 9th and get their ass whooped July 9th, okay, and have a rematch.
Is it coins involved?
That in North Carolina.
Yes, of course.
Weekend.
Oh, it's coins. How much you pot? So I don't know.
It all depends on who's at the table.
A game.
Oh, shit. I think that might be too expensive for me. $20 or $40 a game?
Yep.
Okay.
Whoever wants it, it's open to it's
wait
open
from
to
each
all.
People, Kelly. Each person.
Nicole, when I tell you, Nicole, baby, let me tell you, Nicole. We stayed outside until about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, playing cards, eating, drinking, and everything, honey. It was a blast, and it's going down this weekend, and it's open to all. So whoever wants it, bring your motherfucking A game, baby, because I ain't taking no motherfucking hostages. Thing. All these girls, when y'all see me out, I'm going to be 100% honest with y'all, okay? And Nicole can vouch for this.
Yeah,
I swear to Barbara Dolores Hunter, my grandmother, may she rest in peace, okay, girls, I do not know who the fuck 15 is, okay? So when y'all bitches see me outside and y'all see me at the club, stop running up to me asking me, telling me, I do not
know
who 15 is. And I picked that on Barbara Dolores Hunter. I do not know who 15 is. 15 sent me and her had a conversation. I do not know who 15 is. So, girls, please stop asking me who is 15, because I really don't know. And I picked that on my dead grandmother. I do not know who 15 is.
I told y'all who I was when it came
out. Child, chicken fajita, girl. Girl. Christina. Damn. Y'all are so fierce.
Hold on, we got another caller. 843-338. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
I'm good. I was just like, happy Mother's Day to my lovable mother, Keisha Revlon, one of the realest girls in the streets.
Hey,
I know,
happy
that's right.
Mother's
happy
Day.
Happy Mother's Day to you. Your son wants to wish you a happy Mother's Day. Anybody else that's out there and you're on the phone lines and you want to wish your mother a happy Mother's Day, feel free to definitely press 1, and we're definitely here, and we're wishing the mothers happy Mother's Day. I want to wish my sister Jasmine and my sister Nicole a happy Mother's Day. I want to wish Felicity Mizrahi a happy Mother's Day. I want to wish Latissa Revlon a happy Mother's Day. Susan Mizrahi a happy Mother's Day. Jasmine Milan a happy Mother's Day. Stephanie Milan a happy Mother's Day. All the mothers in the ballroom scene, I want to wish all of you a happy Mother's Day, and I hope y'all enjoyed your Mother's Day yesterday. I want to definitely send y'all a happy Mother's Day. And I'm not going to spill this tea because I wouldn't want nobody to do it to me, but I want to wish the new mother of the House of Milan a happy Mother's Day, and can't wait to see Dave's Bill as Mother Milan. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Well, I say the same to everybody who you really know, you are a mother.
You know,
I cannot make a
15?
Statement like you got to make.
15?
No, I was about to be messy, but never mind.
No, I mean,
you
say happy mother. Yeah, you could be messy. You was being messy about her happy Mother's Day to everybody and who may not deserve to be a mother.
Nicole,
Tyrese had to wish you a happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Thank you. Thank you very much, because I have a biological daughter who's 10 years old. But, you know, I am just a mother the same way. But I don't believe that everybody deserves. It takes a lot to be a real mother, like what Kelly going through and how she's sitting there putting herself out there all for the, that takes a lot to do to be a mother. So I, on the other hand, wish the real mothers and the mothers that are really in their heart doing what they need to do for these children a happy Mother's Day. And for you all that know that you're not deep down inside, you know what to do.
Ernie.
Yes, honey, it's a big juice, honey. It's a big juice.
So nobody got nothing about Ohio?
What I tell y'all, let me tell you something.
Kelly, remember what we said on that phone earlier, okay, when you go into all that?
Okay, it's a lot of tea, it's a lot of tea, and it's a lot of juice going on, mistake, but you know... Girl, I'm not gonna spill the names, Miss Thing, but girls, when I tell y'all the juice and the tea that is going on around here, Miss Thing, and the girls that is sleeping with the girls, Miss Thing, it is girls out here in this scene, Miss Thing, and they are sleeping with people, Miss Thing, and people are sleeping with people and other people's motherfucking establishments and everything, Miss Thing. It is so much, Miss Thing. And until that individual out there, Miss Thing, I'm not going to say your name, Miss Thing, but to that individual out there, Miss Thing, that was supposed to be in the Army or going back to the Army, Miss Thing, and they revoked you for your papers, Miss Thing, everybody that you think is your girlfriend is not your girlfriend's, Miss Thing. They have been sending me tea and everything. Oh! But I'm not going to say any of those names, Miss Thing, until it blow over. And when it blow over, girls,
and I'll get my confirmed that I can tell y'all the actual team, Miss Thing. I'm going to give y'all the names, Miss Thing, because, bitch, when I tell y'all bitches, it's a big motherfucking juice, bitch. This juice can't even fit in my motherfucking refrigerator, bitch. I got to go and buy ice from the store, bitch, and sit the motherfucking container on the ice, bitch. That's how big this motherfucking juice is, Miss Thing. It's nasty, girl. But
I'm going to the army, Kelly.
Yes,
well, Kelly,
I do got some
Kelly,
other.
Can you send me the name? Can you send me the name? I'll say it.
No, because if I send you the name, bitch, you go, if I send you the name, bitch, you gonna put it out. Hold on, girls, hold on. Why bring it up, Kelly? Because, honey, you know, I just gotta let the girls know that I know. Hold on, I'm going to my email, Miss Thing, because I got an email, honey. Because Miss D. Anthony Balenciaga is in jail, Miss Thing. She is in jail, girls. You know I got T, Miss Thing. She's in jail, Miss Thing, for trying to solicit a cop for $200, Miss Thing. And she's in jail for 30 days, Miss Thing, for prostitution.
It was not for $200, it was for $150. That was the story I got.
Oh, well, baby, well, they told me it was for $200, Miss Thing. But she's in jail, Miss Thing. I got her mugshot. I got her booking case number and everything, Miss Thing. But Miss Thing is in jail for 30 days, Miss Thing.
So if anybody want to send him any money and stuff, you know, see Kelly.
Baby, yes, if y'all need any information, honey, I have the information on my email, Miss Thing. Y'all want to send him any commissary? I got his booking case number and everything. Y'all can send him some commissary. But she only even for 30 days, Miss Thing. Out of 30, you only do 20, Miss Thing. So she'll be home real soon, Miss Thing. But I'm just gagging, Miss Thing, that the girls is in jail, Miss Thing. And I need to find out another thing, Miss Thing. I need to find out, because the girls is sitting here and the girls are speculating
Miss
about
that. You know you got my phone ringing, because now the girls want to know who's the name for these people. Y'all never getting those names. It's just juice.
So y'all not
going to
get names, Miss Thing. I'm not gonna get those. Oh well, hold on. My phone is ringing.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm on the show. I'm gonna call you back. I'm gonna call you back.
Red phone.
Okay.
My phone just finished ringing.
It's ringing. Stop calling me, Miss Thing. Don't call me on the red line, Miss Thing, because y'all not going to get those names, Miss Thing, honey. Hey, the call fucked it up for y'all to get those names, Miss Thing. That's why I don't be telling my team, Miss Thing. The call fucked it up for y'all to get those names. So y'all call the call, and y'all read the call.
Oh,
the call called around investigating.
So you're doing
team.
It like that? You selling me out publicly like that, bitch? Are you sure?
The call fucked it up for y'all, okay? But I'm going to give y'all a D. Anthony T, Miss Thing, and I'm going to give y'all a hypnotic Balenciaga T, Miss Thing, okay? They said hypnotic got kicked out of the, got rejected from the army, Miss Thing. I don't know why. The girl said he got rejected from the army, and they said, Kelly, because of the papers. I said, well, what papers are y'all talking about? Rejected, Miss Thing, for the papers. I don't know what papers these girls are talking about, Miss Thing. You know, I don't speak Ebonics and all that shit, Miss Thing. My kids are sitting here, and I'm having a conversation with my kids, Miss Thing, and my kids are saying, well, such and such is on the boat. And I say, oh, shit, well, such and such and this person and that person is on the boat, Miss Thing. I don't know what the fuck my kids talking about the boat, Miss Thing. So after I pitched so many people on the boat, I had to turn around to my kids and say, well, what is the boat? The kids said,
the boat.
I said, oh, no, those people ain't on the boat. I didn't know what y'all was talking about. Y'all better take those girls off the boat because I ain't know what y'all was talking about the boat. I don't be knowing all this new shit. You know I'm an old queenie. But they said he got rejected from the army because of his papers. I don't know why. Hypnotic, I don't know why, what papers are they talking about, but Hypnotic, whoever you talking to, Hypnotic, stop talking to them. They running their mouth.
I love how I'm a single.
Okay? Girls want to know, okay? Somebody asked me to put this in the air, okay? And they said, Kelly, I know you get the T, and I said, okay, I'll get the T. I put my girl 15 on it. 15, they want you to investigate to find out is Rico, I think that's the way, Rico Balenciaga, the face one, does he prostitute? No, they want to know 15.
Right,
so you need to
I'm
find out
right
for me 15, find out the link 15.
I'm on it right now. I'm waiting for the confirm. I'm waiting for the confirmation.
So they said they want you to investigate that for me, 15. So investigate that.
Yes.
Find out. Yeah, he's in New York right now, 15. In New York, probably downtown in the hotel. We'll see if you can find out that information for me, 15, and find out because they want to know.
Give me 5 minutes because I maybe can tell you what hotel he at. So give me like 5 minutes.
15 seconds or 5 minutes, and she will find out for y'all. So, you know, bitch, you just ask it, bitch, and you know I was talking in the ear. But that other team, bitch, when I drop that team listing, bitch, bitches is leaving houses when I drop that team, bitch. It's going to be a mess, bitch. It's going to be a murder scene, bitch, when I drop that motherfucking D. Girl, it's a mess out there. It's a mess. I need to watch what y'all be doing and how y'all doing in this thing. Because, girls, bitches be out at work and work. Be out and y'all be working, Miss Thing. Girl, while y'all out working, Miss Thing, your lovers are being worked, honey. Ow, pow. But I ain't going to tell y'all what, honey. But just know, when you be working, they be working. And I'm going to tell you, girl, something, too. Okay? I put my daughter up on ADT, honey. Okay, and my daughter just told me, she called me, she just moved into her new house in Rhode Island, my daughter Kat. She said, Mother, she said, when you move into your new apartment, you got to update your ADT, Mother. She said they got secret cameras, Mother, that they can hide in, that they hide in the room, Mother. You can see your apartment from outside, from the little pad that they give you for your phone, she said, for the new ADT. So all you girls is out there, Miss Thing, y'all better get your ADT. Honey, they got cameras now, honey.
Because
they be at work.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes,
who's
that, Rodney? Yes, it's Rodney. I had to click over. Yes, I just got a call from the red phone as well. Hypnotic said he was not rejected from anything. He said he was in the service for 10 years. If he wanted to go back, he can. He takes care of himself. He doesn't bother with the faggots and tells the faggots to keep his name out of his mouth. That's from Hypnotic.
Well, y'all heard it. He says he don't bother with y'all. Keep his name out y'all fucking mouth.
What are you looking for?
Baby, oh. I love when the children, when they hear their name on the show, they say, on somebody's phone or they get up here on the line. I love it, honey. But I just want to let y'all girls know, everything that happens on this radio show, and this is, I had a conversation, and I'm going to bring up this topic. Because I was very upset and I was very hurt by what happened to myself and RR when he did his interview on Andre Mizrahi's TV thing that he had on YouTube. I was very hurt by the situation and what he said, but then after the Rumble, me and RR had a conversation, and I had to let RR know that thing that happens on the radio show, a lot of the things that happen here on the radio show, some of the stuff be true, and I bring y'all all the truth, this thing, and I verify and confirm any tea that I bring to y'all, I verify and confirm before I bring it to y'all, and it's 100, it's 99% true with all the tea that I bring y'all, and I add another 50% to it just to motherfucking hype it up, because you know you always gotta have a hype man on the motherfucking show, bitch. And so I hype shit up, bitch. So I have to publicly say I'm sorry to RR about what he did, about what I said about him on the radio show. It was, the tea was a little fabricated, and I just hyped it up. So I want to publicly apologize to RR here on the radio show.
Thank you, Kelly.
To RR.
Thank you very,
personally.
Very, very, very.
I'm
Kelly. Hello,
yes.
Kelly.
Be careful.
Yeah, one of my good Aga girlfriends from D.C., they just confirmed that Rico Aga does sales ads, and they actually going to pull up his ad for me in the next few minutes. They said give them a few, and they're going to give me the ad, and I'll send it to you.
Okay, well, yes, send it to me so I can send it to my friend, honey, that asked me to confirm. So it's about to be confirmed that he does sell the ads. Oh, it's a big thing, honey.
Coming from his house member.
Oh, my God. You know, when we were talking about the secrets, there's a leak, and I think she is right about the leak. This generation of Balenciaga is not like the generation before.
You know what? What I got to say to Harold, this goes out to Harold. I respect Harold 100% to the fullest. But what I don't respect about this new generation of Balenciagas, they is nothing like the original Balenciagas that Harold had out there. Those original ones, bitch, whatever team it was, it stayed in-house. It did not get. These new generation of Balenciagas,
they can't keep their motherfucking mouth closed for a motherfucking thing. Bitch, it's time to clean house. It's a mess, Sonny, but you know I love it. I love every minute up and I love all the tea and all the gossip because everybody loves me. Honey, and I love everybody, honey. I love
she
everybody,
sound like
honey.
Minishka. That was very Miss Cass outfit.
Honey, let me tell you something. I have grudges and I hold grudges and everything, but certain things you just don't hold grudges about, okay? And it's only two people that I have a grudge that I think that I will never ever speak to because they betrayed me to the motherfucking fullest extent, and I will never ever speak to them again. But certain people I just can't hold grudges against, Sonny. And
Kelly, who are those two people?
Uh-oh. I'm not gonna mention those two. One is my cousin and one is another queen, and I'm not gonna mention their name. I'm not gonna mention that name. But I definitely do want to welcome the legendary icon, overall father, Tony Revlon. I definitely want to do welcome him home, honey. And I'm so mad that he was in jail for being in jail for something that he did not do and that had anything to do with him. And that person that did do what they did should have been the one that should have sat in jail for those 2.5 months and not Tony, okay? But like myself, I sat in jail for 2 years and took the blame for something that had anything to do with me, so I know what it feels like. So I definitely do want to send love out to Tony and to Oscar Lebron. I hold no grudges. It's 2011. I love everybody for loving me, and I love you all. Okay, we have another caller. 404-723. You're live on the air.
It's a Kelly.
What's going on? Who's this?
This Noshi.
What's going on, Noshi? How you doing?
I'm good. Where's Rodney at? I want to talk to Rodney because he's talking about
Hey, baby girl, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? You talking about you whooped us on the card table?
Did you enjoy those spankings? Did you enjoy those spankings?
Oh, Rodney. We asked you to come back for the Tournament of Champions, and you didn't come back. Y'all hit it. What happened?
Yeah, remember when I came to the table, somebody else was already sitting there, and it was getting so dark, and we had to go get a little bit of rest so we go get a little bit of 708.
But we had got them up real quick, so y'all had left, though.
Yeah, they was ready to go. They so they was kind of a little tired. You know what I mean? I would say playing cards all night.
You know I'm going to be looking for you again. Because, you know,
we got a
score to settle.
Diamond says she's ready for you.
Oh, I'm ready for her, too, because I like the way she plays. She plays really, 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 really well.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell y'all both this. I sit at the card table playing cards with Tyshawn and Eric and Buka and everybody, bitch, and I can read every motherfucking body when I play cards with them, including Rodney. Bitch, but Miss Diamond... Bitch, that's one bitch,
like,
honey, bitch, to sit down and I gotta watch her for a while. Because she gives you no increment of anything, Miss Stang, bitch. She
yes,
sits here, bitch, don't bat her eyes, she don't do nothing, honey. And Miss Stang, bitch, she gagged me, bitch. I just knew that all the cards was motherfucking playing. That bitch pulled that motherfucking card out again and that bitch is stuck. And she had that motherfucking bitch in her fucking hand, bitch.
She was giving very bad. I was like, oh, okay, so you playing. Oh, okay, this is a card player.
Yeah, she is definitely a card player, honey. She gives me myself this thing. And like she played with the older girls. She played with her grandmothers and mothers and everything.
Yes, ma'am, and she don't have a look on her face. It's very stern.
Yes, very stern, very stern.
All right, everybody, happy Mother's Day to y'all too. And Kelly, when I'm gonna see you again?
I'll be out there soon. You know that the store, like the second store, sell $8 back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll be down there real soon. I'll be out real soon.
You know, you owe us another dinner too. Nikki said she's looking for some more chicken wings.
Baby, I ain't cooking for y'all bitches. Oh, baby, y'all, you don't let me start that.
So, Kelly.
Bitch, let me tell y'all some, bitch. If I tell y'all a story about my three drag queen daughters that's in my house, bitch, I'm glad that these bitches, they came to New York, bitch, and these bitches took me to the supermarket, Nicole. Nicole, you know, Nicole, what we should spend $100, bitch, $100 on one meal, Rodney. $100 on a meal for me to cook for them, Rodney. Bitch,
yes,
I
ma'am.
Can take $100 and make five meals out of $100.
Oh, my
$100.
God. And made, wait a minute. I can make six if I don't use branded food. Okay? Because there's a big difference. When you use all the big branded food, you end up spending more. But if you use the store brand and cook a real meal, you can make a lot of meals out of $100, honey, from
but
chicken duck to duck.
Nicole, we had to
chicken.
Have 50 wings apiece.
Oh, wow.
Nicole,
what?
They eat 50 wings apiece, Nicole. Let me tell you what I made, Nicole. I made...
What do you mean?
Nicole,
right
listen,
there,
Nicole.
You mean you saved it, right?
No.
I did, Nicole. Listen, Nicole.
Oh.
I made fried chicken, Nicole. I made barbecue chicken. I made honey wings, bitch. I made motherfucking hot wings, bitch. I made macaroni and cheese. I made motherfucking collard greens, Nicole. These bitches sacked it. Me and my husband... My husband 10 party wings apiece, Nicole. These bitches had 3 plates, Nicole. They had 10 of each wings on their plate, Nicole. Bitch, I guess, bitch, I don't know how these bitches eat like that, bitch. They eat, bitch, they eat this thing, they eat.
Well, the South is known for that type
of
stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the South is known for that. They always cook.
Baby, I don't know how the fuck they cook, bitch, but baby, the way these bitches had me cooking, bitch, I thought it was Thanksgiving up in here.
You felt like Florence from the Jeffersons.
Busting a sweat.
Kelly.
Busting a chicken and everything. That's why.
Since you gave a little bit of Milan tea, we got a little bit of Aga tea, and that's time for a little bit of Mizza. We're gonna confirm. We already know it was confirmed that the Mizzas were not allowed to go to the ball, but I did hear in the parking lot before the balls actually started that there was a Mizza in the parking lot, followed by a few police cars that came into the lot as well.
Mm-hmm.
15, did you get that? Did you do a report on that yet?
Mm. Oh, confirm or deny?
I don't know. Y'all have to tell me because I didn't hear any. I just heard about the ball this afternoon. So y'all gotta tell me.
Allegedly, Mizza was arrested in the parking lot. I was like, Andre called. Well, I'm just messing. They said Andre called the police on the Mizza for being in the parking lot, and they got arrested for being there.
Huh? Oh shit! I hear that
too. But no, he didn't call. I'm just messing around. But yeah, it was a Mizza that was in the parking lot that got arrested.
Well, see, that's what happens when you disobey the leadership in your house. If he wouldn't have never been nowhere in that ball, like his house said, then he wouldn't have gotten locked up and moving right along. I hope that he gets out on the ROR.
Baby,
Bill,
Orlando. Okay, thank you, Yoshi, for calling in. We got another caller. The next caller is 202-413. You're live on the air. No. Hold on, 202 caller, before you speak, 202 caller, I'm coming to you. He's not a Mizrahi. He been left the house of Mizrahi. Y'all talking about Johnny X Mizrahi that just got out of jail the day before the ball, mistake went back to jail the day of this day for
driving.
Right,
that's correct. That's correct.
Stolen car. Johnny is not a Mizrahi. Johnny left the house. Johnny been left the house a long time ago. He's not a Mizrahi. He just got out of jail on Friday and went back to jail on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
For being
in
a stolen car.
There's no place like home. There's no place.
Yes. 202-413. You're live on the air.
Good evening, Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm good. Rodney, Nicole, this is RJ Balenciaga.
Hi,
I'm good. I'm good. I just wanted to come on and pose a question to. You said the person's name is 15. Is that correct?
Yes.
15. You have brought up some information regarding one of the Balenciagas, and you stated that another Balenciaga had provided you that information. Would you validate the information that you just gave by providing the Balenciaga's name that provided you that information?
I'm not giving his name, RJ. I'm not going to give his name. You have to find that out yourself.
Okay, so we'll just say that the information which you provided cannot be validated, correct?
Excuse me?
Say that the information that you're providing cannot be validated, correct?
Yeah, you right, girl. Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. Thank you. All right, Kelly, Nicole, Rodney,
I want to say, I got to get it. I want to ask a question, Rodney. Anybody on this phone, did all the Balenciagas or half of them go to school like that with Harold? Because when I say that bitch was just so politically correct, and when she got in the cell like Harold, so in the teaching class, Rodney,
that's what I was saying, Nicole. That's what I was saying earlier.
The older generation.
He's
one of the original. He's one of the original.
Everything. Kudos to you.
The original Balenciaga's mistake, they speak proper like Harold, and they don't let nothing out. Anything that happens in Balenciaga, it stays in Balenciaga. It's the new generation of Balenciaga that don't lock their mouth. But the older ones, they lock their mouth, they speak proper like Harold, because those are Harold original children. The ones they have to worry about.
Wait a minute. I just noticed he said it was RJ. I just thought about something. Can you tell him to press 1 again, please?
RJ's still on the phone, he's still there. I didn't block him yet.
RJ, I have a question for you, so can you validate something for me?
Sure, sweetheart.
Okay, did you ever pay your coins out after that Kiki function when that house won the most trophies and they won $1,000 and they said you ran off with the coin and you never gave them the coin?
The information that you just shared, that's actually false. That's not the events that actually happened after the phone call. Rodney can actually confirm that. No, I did not run off with the money. So that's untrue. To answer your question,
you did not run off. Did you ever pay them the coins? That was my question. Did you pay them the whole $1,000?
All right. Good night, bitch. Good night.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
No, I did not.
No problem.
Okay. Thank you, RJ, for calling in.
All right. Y'all have a good night, Kelly, Rodney, Nicole.
All right, RJ. Good night.
You too. You too, Saint.
Yes, I love it. The next caller that we have is 803-457. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air.
Hey, this is Tiffany. Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
Hey.
Hi, Tiffany.
It's Tiffany
who?
Tiffany Chanel.
No, 007.
Hi, Tiffany.
Yeah, I have a question for you, Kelly.
Yes.
How do you feel now that you have been exposed for the big neck liar that you are about lying about stepping to Miss Keisha Revlon? How do you feel knowing that you're a liar?
Want me to step out of character, and they want me to go and things, baby, and all types of things. And like I told y'all girls, Miss Thing, I never said that I fought or anything. I'm going to say this one thing. I never said I fought or did anything. What I said was, okay, and anybody can go and they can listen to our, 'cause what I said was, Jack was on the bottom, Keisha was on the top, Tony was on the side, and my son was on top of Keisha. I pulled my son off of Keisha, and I tased Keisha. I tapped her with my taser to get her off of Jack. I never said I fought or did anything. And that's where we're going to go with that situation. Now, back to my topic. I love it. Back to my topic, honey. Girls, we're still taking Mother's Day shout-outs and everything for your mothers and everything. Girls, call up here and talk about your mothers and things, and we're going to continue to talk about the ball. Who was in Ohio? I want to know what happened in Ohio this weekend.
It wasn't the ball in Ohio, St. Louis, you mean?
Yeah, St. Louis or wherever the ball was at. I want to know what happened at the phone.
Oh,
it was actually,
guess,
it was the ball.
Derek,
it was the ball. Kelly,
where
it was
Minnesota?
The ball in
she
St.
Went
Louis,
to both of them.
And it was a ball in Alabama, Neil and Lady Blani.
Alabama ballroom is juice now. Baby, this is no wonder why we really need to get it. Do you see how they have balls and down there in Alabama? Rodney, please, I wanted, can somebody come on this phone and tell me what venue? Was it like the Color Purple? Was it like Harpo Place? Like, what was, because you know they're still very old fashioned down there.
I'm going to fuck you up. 252-327, you're live on the air.
I'm the one on the tape.
Yes.
Who was on the tape on the side?
I would like to give a shout out to Real Good Mother Keisha Revlon. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, my. Gwyneth is so blessed.
Say,
Kelly, you know what I have a problem with? Kelly, you know what? I was going to be nice, but you know what I have a problem with? My big problem that I'm having right now is that some people are mistaking Mother's Day for Father's Day. It was Mother's Day, not Father's Day. So, okay, can some of y'all stop calling in saying Happy Mother's Day when it's not, you know, Mother's Day does not, you know, it's not under that person's name. You should be calling in on Father's Day for that person, okay?
I'm going to fuck your mouth up. But, you know what, bitch? Let me tell you something, bitch. I forgot, since nobody wants to call in here, and the ball of St. Louis was late. It was about 85 people in the building. They said that's including house parents and the girls that didn't pay to get into the ball. But we got to talk about First Fridays, baby. When I tell you,
they said it was a hot box.
They said it was like 150 degrees in there in our First Friday. They said the girls that was in there on their grams and their e-pills was in there gagging, mistake. They said if you lift the cigarette up to your mouth, bitch, you bust out in a motherfucking sweat, honey. They said that Rico Allure was on the judges panel, Miss Thing, and he was feeling himself really seriously, Miss Thing. He chopped all the Mizza Twisters. He chopped a bunch of other Twisters and everything. They said it got so fierce that how he was chopping the children that Steve Prodigy had to get up and ask him, what the fuck is the matter with you?
Who, Rico?
Yes.
He's about Rico LaFerla.
Get up and ask him what the fuck was going on with him because it was just a mess. They said it was hot as fire in there, bitch. They said the children was ready to go. I'm glad I did not go that night.
Yeah, you know what's wrong with him. Ain't none of them Twisters giving him no meat. You know what's wrong with that situation. Come on now.
Well, I know one thing. I will be up in First Friday next month, and they make a lot of coins because everybody has been pumping frequently. We need to get some fans. Where's those fans? Where's those fans?
Baby, honey, all these fans, baby, we need to get some motherfucking AC. Mother breakfast, get an AC up in there, bitch. The fan bitches are coming in the building, this thing, and we need some motherfucking air, bitch. What the fuck? Honey, it's a mess. Honey, hold on. I got a bunch of corners, honey. I have to stop and take a bathroom break. Hold on. I'm going up to the computer to see the corners that we have. Honey, hold on. Okay. We have a caller. 843-338. You're live on the air on the recap show. 843-338. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. The next call I have is 803-404. You're live on the air on the recap show.
What's going on, Big Bag? Big Bag, what's the tea, bitch?
And she talked about
you
not her.
On the phone?
Who's she talking to?
Hello.
You must be talking about your mother. And I don't think your mother's on the phone.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, Kelly, with your big back. What's the bitch?
The phone.
Oh, the belly. The belly. Why you talking about her?
I don't think your mama's on the phone. You talk about big back. I don't think your mama's here.
That's why I have a big back, bitch. She has no shame. Like, Christina, bitch.
Okay, I look cute. You say it. I look clean. Baby, why are you worried about it, bitch?
The way
I can just
your
imagine
face,
how you look, bitch.
Yeah, man. You can wear the motherfucking face, bitch.
Kelly, I just got a call. Revlons and any Revlons, do not press 1. Y'all cannot come on this show. Y'all are not allowed to be on here tonight. Do not press 1.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hang up on them, Kelly.
No, bitch. Why
are
you hanging up?
Hang up on them, Kelly, please. Do not allow that to go on. He does not want that to go on. If they call, they do it. Please mute them. That is not what you guys know. No.
No, because
yeah,
they want.
No.
He said, I got the call. No one wants to be on the phone. He does not want that. So we all know that he's not advocating that. None of them are to call. If you choose to listen, that's up to y'all. They are to be muted.
They want to call, and they want to be disrespectful, and they want to do what they're going to do, and they're going to do what they want to do regardless, because that's
Kelly,
how they want to act.
Kelly,
I mean,
no, Kelly,
they want,
Kelly.
But, you know,
you
this is the problem. Okay, hold on, okay? Because I want to let y'all know. I want to let y'all know something, okay? Okay, this is another statement that was made, okay? That I'm the reason why the house of Mizrahi is like this. I'm not the reason why this house is any type of way, okay? Okay, people come and people say and they do what they want to do, and when I say and do what I want to do because I don't like the way the things that people do, bitch, that has become a problem. It's a problem in this scene, mistake, because I say things and I stand up for myself. It's been years in the making, okay? I did not make myself like this, bitch. The ballroom scene made me like this, bitch. I came into this ballroom scene, bitch. I was humble, bitch. I was a not, so what they called me, bitch. I was a not. I was a nobody. The girls read me. The girls chopped me for 2 motherfucking years, mistake. Called me all types of names in the motherfucking book and every motherfucking thing, bitch. And then when I got the motherfucking backbone and the balls to stand up for myself and do the things that I do, mistake. So I'm the creation and I'm the evil of the motherfucking ballroom, bitch. No, I'm not the evil and I'm not the motherfucking God for this motherfucking ballroom scene, okay? The ballroom scene made me like this, okay? I was a motherfucking little Christian boy that used to go to church every motherfucking Sunday, that was in motherfucking Bible studies Sunday morning, choir rehearsing Saturday, bitch. I was a nice and humble person, mistake. The girls turned me into the bitch that I am, bitch. So since the girls turned me into this bitch that I am, mistake, bitch, y'all made this motherfucking bitch. So y'all motherfucking got a motherfucking deal with it. And any bitch that don't motherfucking like me, suck my motherfucking ass. I don't give a fuck how you motherfucking bitches feel about me, what y'all think about me, how y'all look at me. I give a fuck, bitch. I don't need a motherfucking faggot to tell me that I'm motherfucking real. I don't
don't need a faggot to tell me that I'm motherfucking safe. I don't need a faggot to tell me I'm sexy. I don't need a faggot to tell me I can roll. I don't need a faggot to tell me that I can walk motherfucking runway. Because every day I walk down the streets of motherfucking Harlem or Bronx or motherfucking Brooklyn, bitch, when I walk out this motherfucking house, this here snatching the motherfucking ponytail, bitch, and I wash motherfucking face. The only time I wear motherfucking makeup is when I come around the motherfucking faggots. So you faggots can kiss my motherfucking ass. I get too fucked about what the fuck y'all think about me. Because you know why? My motherfucking name is Damon Charles Harrison Hunter Jr., the motherfucking third, bitch. I got a pot to piss in, and I got a window to throw it out. And I ain't been a bitch in my 15 years of being out in this boardroom seat to ever sleep on any bitch motherfucking floor, bitch. A bitch ain't got to do a motherfucking thing for me because I do it for my motherfucking self. So however the fuck y'all feel about me, bitch, kiss my motherfucking ass. And all you bitches that's calling in here, y'all got so much to say about me, bitches, y'all need to get y'all own motherfucking shit and worry about cleaning out y'all motherfucking backyard. Because at the end of the day, bitch, I'm a child of the motherfucking Lord, bitch, and I'm motherfucking blessed. And every day I wake up on my bed, I thank God for me waking up on my bed, and I thank God for making me beat the two motherfucking cases that I beat that was trying to send me to motherfucking jail for 3.5 to 6, and the other one that was in Jersey that was sending me away for 5 motherfucking years. So, bitch, I give a fuck what y'all motherfucking bitches think about me.
Callie, can I say something about the Butch Queen? You say you don't give a fuck what. I don't give a fuck what they think about me either, but I kind of do.
I'm fat, and I might be ugly. But, bitch, guess what?
Did
everything you bitches do to me is gonna come back to you. Because, yes, I'm a ugly, fat bitch, honey. And I watch the color purple. I sure might be fat. And I sure might be ugly. But I'm a child of God. How you doing?
Silly, you got the most ugliest smile in the sight of all creation.
They sent me the link, bitch. They sent me the link. I got it. I got the tea. I got the tea, honey. I got the
Balenciaga. Where's RJ?
Those are pictures that was confirmed that he was using. Big bag.
Sir, we got another caller. I ain't got to make that noise, sir. We on the switchboard, got sound effects for them, honey. They all laugh.
That's
at them,
not
honey.
Me. That's 15. She's so fierce.
843-693. You're live on the air. Girl, they laughing at you, girl. Get alive, faggot. Oh, no, we got another caller. 267-815. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello, hello, hello. I just wanted to say, Big Back.
On that note, this is what I'm gonna tell y'all since y'all calling back in here. I'm gonna tell y'all. That's what I want to tell y'all. How y'all doing? Honey, that's how I'm feeling. That's how I'm feeling tonight, okay? Bitch, you know, I'm just gagging. You know, it's just ridiculous. How you animals just want to come out and you want to play. Honey, yes. Honey, y'all want to keep calling back. Y'all want to keep calling in here and calling in here. And I'm just having fun with y'all just calling in here because y'all want to sit here and y'all want to call in here and y'all want to say this and y'all want to do this. Okay, all your numbers is open, honey. Let me open all your numbers at one time. All your numbers is open. All of them that you're calling in from is open. So what's up?
Gray.
Open up all your lines. All your girlfriends, all your girlfriends.
I'm going
to ask
y'all
crickets, all your girlfriends, put y'all crickets.
You're going to ask her what? Because all of y'all lines are open. She just told you that. So you're going to ask her what?
I said I want to know why they keep coming at Kelly and not telling her who they are. They know who she is. Let them know who you are if you
want to
keep calling in.
Hello?
All of y'all
they're not going to say who they are. They're going to make up names. They're going to make up names and they're going to play.
And if you can hang up the motherfucking phone, you're a lying fat ass bitch. So this is for y'all to do the fuck I am.
Oh, good.
Yeah, what you're saying, bitch, I don't want to call my motherfucking phone number, bitch. Right. Bitch, you want to come see me? You want to take you some dinner, you big fat bitch?
You know what? Because I ain't got time to even deal with them, Miss Thing. I just sent all of them private. They can talk to themselves, Miss Thing. They all private, honey. Go up, bitch, please. Hang up and call back in. I'm not even going to hang up on y'all. I just took all of y'all went private by yourself. Bitch, bite bricks. Send them in a private conversation by themselves. Also, all the numbers that they're calling in for in a private conversation by themselves. So they're talking to themselves. They're not talking to us. They'll hang up and call back in. Girl, I sent them all to a private conversation by themselves. All four of them. Mistake. Now, I'm just gagging. Did you see? This is exactly why 202 is that.
Ooh, they posted your number.
Who number is that? They posted her number and they said, oh, she's a Revlon. They posted her number in the chat room. The one that's calling in from that two something number. They said she's a Revlon and they posted her number in the chat room.
Yeah, they said the number is 267-815. What's that? 267-815-6806. 267-815-6806. You're on the line. Hello?
Oh, no, she's not on the line, honey. I took all of the private. They was all private by themselves, Miss Day. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Honey. See, and it's just like, it's ridiculous. Like, they want to keep calling in here, and they want to keep harassing me. Harassing me for what? For why? They're saying, y'all have no respect? Y'all girls have no respect for what Tony said, okay? Tony said for y'all not to call in here, but y'all still calling in here, and y'all want to play on this lie. And Tony asked for y'all not to call in here, but this is what y'all want to do. So, you know, what I'm going to do for y'all is...
267-815, what's the last 4 digits of that number, 15?
Hold on, Nicole. Hold on, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you all. See, if they want to call in here and they want to play, Nicole, I'm going to give it to you.
They said the number was 267-815-6806.
Oh, let's get this. Let's take this caller.
Wait. They said don't call that number. I don't know what is given, but they said don't call that number.
Hold on. 803-457. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Big Bag.
Okay. That's one, Nicole. I got that one for you, Nicole. I'll send it over to you. The next one is 267-815. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello, I just wanted to say that First Friday was.
I know who this is. This is London 007 because I read you that time when that Tony incident happened. This is London.
No, this is London Revlon.
London. That's who you are. I know your voice.
My
yeah,
name is.
This is London.
Now, I was calling to be nice, man. Thank you.
Right. This is London. Right.
Hold on, 15. Go ahead, London.
I could do that, okay?
Go ahead,
London. Finish telling us about First Friday.
All right, now I was just saying that First Friday was hot as shit, and that's all I called for. I didn't call for any trouble, okay?
Okay, she's sorry, London. She thought, put your number in the chat room and said that you was about that somebody was about to call her from this number and try it. Sorry, London. She apologizes.
Okay.
Oh, Kelly. He just said he called in to say that First Friday was hot and that was it. All right, seriously, like, come on. Really?
Honey, hold on. Hold on. We got another caller. Hold on. Let me see who this is calling in here. Honey, hold on. The next caller we have calling in here is 803-979. You're live on the air.
Hey, Big Bag.
Thanks.
There's no London in the house of Revlon.
Big Bag. Hello, Big Bag.
Could you mute that phone? Could you mute them? Because I'm personally am going to hang up now because I'm not trying to.
Hold on, Nicole. London
in the house of Revlon.
Okay, well, Nicole, I'm going to personally send you every number.
And that 267 number wasn't accurate either. It had nothing to do with that. A lot of these numbers don't necessarily. These people could be taking this and going far. Faggots is just obnoxious and bored. We're not going to point the finger just at the House of Revlon or whoever is calling into this phone. The bottom line is that we don't have to deal with it. Put them in the private room together and allow them to speak to themselves because I'm personally getting very tired of it. I got to go to the doctor in the morning.
It's only one person. It's that London child that keep calling in. I'm telling y'all, that's London.
France, London, Carolina, Jamaica, Berlin, I don't care.
You know
y'all are making me very sick.
Well, Nicole, on that note, we only got 2 minutes.
Thank you very much, because I don't want
to
be a part of this anymore, because everybody needs to grow up, and it's not, and
yes.
You thank you for not coming out of your cavern, and good night.
15.
Good night. See y'all tomorrow.
Like I tell y'all every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I am the legendary, overall, East Coast mother of the House of Mizrahi. I love y'all all for loving me, my big back, my ugly motherfucking face, bitch. My hard ass motherfucking titties, bitch. My hard ass motherfucking back. Whatever it may be, Miss Thing, honey, I don't give a fuck, bitch. Because one thing that they told me, bitch, I may be black. I may be ugly. But baby, love me, and I love being me. So whatever bathroom or whatever alleyway or whatever club or whatever queen house that y'all girls decide to creep in tonight, please make sure y'all do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. And for all you haters out there, you got haters, make me motherfucking stronger. And to you girls, I'm going to take y'all away with fuck you.